HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Fierce clashes between the Israeli military and rocket squads in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip spurred a concerted diplomatic push to end the most serious fighting to convulse the area since a 2014 war. My expectation and hope are that this will be closing down sooner than later, US President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House. But Israel has a right to defend itself when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory. The US dispatched an envoy to the region and Egypt and Qatar sought to help broker a truce as relentless Israeli air raids and Palestinian rocket barrages sent the death toll climbing through the night on Wednesday. More than 60 Palestinians have been reported killed in Gaza and at least 6 people in Israel since the violence abruptly exploded late Monday. Social media posts appealing for adoption of kids allegedly orphaned during the COVID-19 pandemic may be a trick played out by child trafficking gangs that generally get activated during such calamities, warned up police officials and child rights activists. The authorities have not only launched a probe into such posts but also begun gathering data on children actually orphaned by the pandemic. Multiple messages portraying tragic stories of infants, allegedly left abandoned after the death of their parents due to COVID-19, have been doing the rounds on social media platforms. India's apex drug regulator has granted permission for conducting the phase 2/3 clinical trial of Bharat Biotech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine in the age group of 2 to 18 years, the Union Health Ministry said on Thursday. The trial will be conducted on 525 healthy volunteers. The national regulator of the country, the Drugs Controller General of India, DCGI, after careful examination, has accepted the recommendation of Subject Expert Committee, SEC, and accorded permission to conduct the phase 2/3 clinical trial of Covaxin, COVID vaccine, in the age group 2 to 18 years, to its manufacturer Bharat Biotech Limited on May 12, the ministry said. A government panel has recommended increasing the gap between 2 doses of Covishield COVID-19 vaccine to 12 to 16 weeks, official sources told to news agency PTI. No change has been suggested for the dosage interval of Covaxin by the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, TNGAI. It has also suggested that pregnant women may be offered the choice to take any COVID-19 vaccine and that lactating women can be inoculated any time after delivery. The TNGAI has also stated that those having laboratory test proven SARS-CoV-2 illness should defer COVID-19 vaccination for 6 months after recovery. Mixing doses of 2 leading COVID-19 vaccines increased patients' side effects such as fatigue and headaches in early findings from a study that has yet to show how well such a cocktail defends against the virus. People who got the first dose of AstraZeneca PLC's shot followed by Pfizer Incorporated's vaccine 4 weeks later reported more short-lived side effects, most of them mild, researchers from the University of Oxford reported in the Lancet Medical Journal. That was also true when the order of the shots was switched. Researchers and public health officials are examining strategies such as blending 2 different shots as many low- and middle-income nations try to figure out how to cope with vaccine scarcity. Assurance that mismatched shots are still safe and effective would make it easier for governments to manage their stockpiles and provide more insight into a combination that's already used in some countries.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.